Buongiorno a tutti.
Morning, everybody. I apologize for this time of the day. I'll try to keep it as short as possible. There is very little left to be said. I just want to say that I'm very, very excited, very nervous, and this is wonderful because it's a very exciting meeting we are having, which is producing something quite important. It's not only an occasion to exchange experience, but if we end up drawing up a document, a proposal to put forward at European level, this is quite a considerable result. I will carry on talking about Organization 118 in Italy. You heard about the situation. My presentation, which the title was 118 State of the Art, which is debatable because one may say, what does it mean? Because in Italy, everything is very vague in terms of 118. But anyway, what I would like to do is focus on the role of the nurse, who is the emergency nurse. Our American colleagues were very clear, our British colleagues were very clear in their very important presentations, so that we know what kind of situation they work in. Now, first of all, the training, say the education and training, and the evolution of the profession, which has been quite important in the last 10 years, also in terms of legal provisions. In 1992, there was a law decree, which I won't mention, but it gave greater responsibilities to nurses. And then the profession itself, the rule of conduct, the laws regarding the profession, that determine a considerable growth of the nursing profession. And in terms of professional consciousness, rule of conduct, so that the category of nurses is a category of professionals, healthcare professionals. And I hope that we all agree on that, and it's something established. Cultural growth in terms of university training, master, and then also an evolution in organization. And here we find the first problems, because the organization is linked for emergency nurses in general to the different local situations. In Italy, we have the regions. We have the regions, and Italy is divided into regions. I don't want to talk about devolution, so that each region can make its own choice. So this leads to the impossibility to create, for instance, a professional role in terms of emergency nurse that applies to the whole of Italy. In one region, there is emergency nurse, but she can only do certain things. In other regions, the emergency nurse does not exist, so there is one but can do different things. So we are facing a very patchy, a very non-homogeneous picture. For instance, Tuscany. In 2001, it issued law number 25, which, considering the Italian situation, is not so bad as it regulates the whole emergency system, how emergency means vehicles should be, who should drive them, and so on. In 2001, we had the first experience of ambulance whip nurses. So in the law had to state that the nurse should be a member of the personnel on board of the ambulance. And this is taken from the law itself, provides for certain types of intervention as an alternative to the presence of a physician. There may be a nurse with a particular father and specific training. So it is mentioned, but no details are given. It doesn't say what the nurse should do, what is his or her role in the emergency. All that has not been detailed. It's impossible to describe with a single slide, but not even in a whole conference. It's impossible to describe a local, regional emergency system, because this is the real situation of it. It's totally dismembered. Why all these problems? Because the definition of the emergency system is not a single one. We have no clear mind as to what we mean by emergency system. Each one has got his or her own interpretation. There is a non-complete implementation of laws. The few laws we have are not always implemented. The regional training classes on dispatching units are not available. There are no regional cards to collect data in such a way that then data can be compared. It's impossible to understand data, to understand what are we doing, because we haven't got even the same means, the same tools to collect and process data. There are no clinical operating protocols shared by the community and the hospital. Both at the community level and at the hospital level, we are proceeding like on two different tracks. Too parallel. We'll never meet if we carry on like that, unless we make a huge effort, and we do need to do so. And finally, there is no precise definition of professional roles. So, I will talk about the experience made in Florence, because this is the one I'm more familiar with, the one I took part in. And I believe the experience made here is making the difference in terms of emergency systems at community level. Well, in Florence, there's been a watershed moment, say, before that moment and after that, that is 97. At the end of 97, there's been a change, a breakthrough. 118 belongs to, entered the local health unit. Before 97, Florence and its province had an emergency system which included 34 ambulances, staffed ambulances. The whole territory of the province of Florence was covered by 34 ambulances, out of which 12, there should be a pointer somewhere, if it works. Here it is. So 34 is the total number of ambulances, and 12 of these ambulances were in the municipality of Florence. This means that we had an ambulance per district, per neighborhood, if you want. So, and then there were ambulances with volunteers on board, in a variable number depending on the availability. The nurses were not on board. After 1997, there's been a real change. Suddenly, the local health unit becomes part, collaborates with the operating unit. And I would like to mention Dr. Bertini, who encouraged, fostered this change and was and played a key role in this. After 97, there's been a great change. A multi-tier system is created, not only the ambulance with a doctor or the ambulance with volunteers, but also the ambulance with nurses, something that was totally absent before. And therefore, the number of staffed ambulances, staffed with physicians, decreases, and the so-called automedical medical car is introduced, and the first helicopter emergency service is introduced, so the whole thing changes. And nurses become protagonists, because, first of all, because they are in charge of the operating unit, dispatching unit, so gives the color code, gives the priorities and processes, the calls. The nurse is the person in charge. Is the person in charge of the operating unit, of the organization of the operating unit. And we have the so-called India called India, that is ambulances with nurses on board, and they are called India. Which are the characteristics of these nurse, to say, ambulances? First of all, they had to comply with law. So how many there had to be, how they should be, how long should take them to get to the place. And then there must be a specific training given to the nurses who work on the field. And then, of course, they must provide results in terms of effectiveness, of the timeliness. They got to show that they can carry out their job, say, and all that in time, stabilizing the patient. At present, the Florentine 118 has 8 ambulances with nurses, 6 during the day, 2 round the clock, and we are studying a possible implementation of daytime ambulances and make them work longer, like 12 hours, and possibly increase the total number of ambulances. The philosophy of our choice of where these ambulances with nurses should be placed, should be located. And that's no easy choice, because this new professional role that is the nurse is exposed to new risks. For instance, you have a nurse which is called to do something which may not work and may cause problems. So one of the first rules was that ambulances were in the neighborhood of hospitals, in such a way that it wouldn't take them longer than 10 minutes to reach a hospital. So this is Florence. You have all the hinterland municipalities, the surrounding neighboring municipalities, and ambulances with nurses are sent mainly in the metropolitan area and downtown, because in this way they are close to hospitals. The only exception is the ambulance located in the municipality of Calenzano, which is more peripheral but closer to the freeway, to the Bologna-Florence freeway, so for clear reasons. There's an ambulance which is at Borgo San Lorenzo, where there is a hospital, so it is close to a hospital. And then another ambulance called Alpha Tango that was created in 2002 and has been discontinued for lack of personnel. So these ambulances increased in number, the first in 98, then 99, 2000, they increase in number. Since we started, there's been a constant growth in the number of ambulances with nurses. Who are the nurses who work at the 118 dispatching unit and on board of ambulances? They all come from what we call critical care, so they must have at least a 3-year experience in critical care, so resuscitation, intensive care, emergency department, because especially in the beginning, and the beginning that is from 1997 until now, there was a need of a nurse who had some sort of a culture of emergency, had a background emergency, or we would run the risk of sending a person who was not prepared, who would not cope with the situation. So nurses must have at least a 3-year experience in critical care. If a nurse works in the 118 dispatching center, he must spend 3 months in the unit to understand the dispatching system. In the same time, the person will attend a number of classes on traumas, basic orthopedics, driving class, fast driving class, which is hard to carry out because not everybody agrees on that, but in fact it is necessary. Then a special fire emergency class, and then finally access these special ambulances called India. There are advanced courses, ACLS, ATLS, intubation. There's going to be also advanced pediatric procedures. And for those who will work on helicopters, there's further training given. What do these nurses do? Well, in 2002, we had more than 7,000 services provided. And you have here the breakdown depending on the severity code. 95% were red code, 56 and more yellow code, 33.6% green code, and a very small number of white code. But as Johnny said, this is our situation in Tuscany. It's enough to move to Empoli, which is in the same province, and they have a different concept for their color code. They may have a lot of red codes compared to us because they give more importance or they give a different interpretation or different priority to certain problems. So this is a somewhat misleading data. This is real, what you see here. What are the major pathologies I have to tackle as a nurse? First of all, traumas is more frequent, most frequent, and it's very specific. Nurses are called to cope with trauma, and they're certainly the best people to cope, manage, and handle, say, trauma. I think emergency nurses are born to handle traumas. 20% of cardiocirculatory pathologies, 20% of neurological problems. Since we've had these ambulances and so on, all strokes, epileptic fits, seizures, and so on, they are the competence of they're handled by nurses. Everything came about by itself, say, because apparently nurses are faster and quicker to handle that. How do nurses work? They adopt protocols. This is inevitable, especially because in Italy, where so many things are missing, the primary tool is a protocol. So we issued a number of protocols. You have only some of them regarding various situations, from cardiac arrest with advanced management of airways, defibrillation, drugs administration, overdose, obstetric emergencies, traumas, whatever. So we have protocols for all critical situations, how to handle them. Emergency nurses in the region of, in the person can use certain drugs, can administer certain drugs, and we ask for these drugs in order to implement the protocols. It's useless to have a cardiopulmonary resuscitation after attending an advanced ACLS course if I cannot use basic drugs to implement the protocol. So a number of drugs must be allowed, must be used according on very precise indicators. So they're all submitted to a specific protocol. So the nursing performance, the nurse is totally responsible for the results and for the consequences of my actions. So I am fully responsible on how, when, and what I've done. That is the kind of procedures, the mode of action, and the time it takes me to provide this service. I'm finished. I would like to close by saying that, so let's move up from Florence, region, Italy, Europe, the world. ILCOR, which is the International Liaison Committee on Resuscitation, gathering all countries in the world that issued guidelines, declared the following in its latest guidelines. It says, all over the world, extra hospital service is organized on two levels. First, lay, say, a level. and a second level, which is professional. This is where we are called to operate. But if we call it professional, it has to be professional. In Italy, we must put nurses in a condition to be emergency nurses, having the background, the competences, the skills to carry out their job professionally. I have no conclusions to propose. I would never dare draw conclusions on a problem which is still open, but I have some hope. The hope is that we can start assessing results. There isn't that much, but something is available in Tuscany as well as in other regions in Italy. The nurses have different roles, but they are there. So let's look at the results of what we're doing. Let's start working in a more standardized, uniform way, starting from the European single number. Let's make sure that in Italy, emergency nurses can work in the same way from the north to the south, not according to different rules and situations. How can we do so? By comparing our experiences, by discussing and comparing, because comparing experiences, having a dialogue, is an opportunity for growth. And this event is a clear evidence of all this. Thank you very much.